Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, get him out of here.
Hey, can they come on Houston?
No.
Come on, there's room.
Take
come on.
Those people.
Hey, Rob's fans.
Rob's fans, where are you guys at? Hey, come here, guys.
Hey, now that you gave a double play today, get him out of here.
Who do you think should have won the Grammy
last night?
Thank you, I had a speech already. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Great Goose and all the ships at sea. And now, with a four-hour PSA about road rage, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show. A new episode, a special episode, on this Thursday, February 28. All right. And here's the phone numbers. And we'll be able to take phone calls from the Grey Goose. That's the name of the RV.
Cool.
That we'll be doing the show for momentarily.
Very good.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW, please to be calling 877-692-1027.
Very good.
There he is in the next room. You know him. You've seen him on the cans of Ensure.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Meet him now in person at Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Check out the muscles. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Fox's first choice to replace John Madden, incidentally.
That's right.
Is Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Sorry, yeah,
much like Wheaties box, you will see Buzz in various exercises on the cover of Ensure.
Yeah. I'm totally surprised by that, by the fact that Fox is letting Madden go. I'm 100% wrong on that.
Can't afford him.
You think? Why do you think that?
Can you read?
No, but I mean, you don't. I mean, you didn't think that he was joining Monday Night Football?
No, it's a power play that John Madden pulls every time on Fox.
So you thought it was another bluff?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's bluffed. He bluffed when he worked at CBS.
But Pat's gone now. See, everything changes.
Yeah. Now BFD.
Summerall.
He loved that man.
God, I wish him nothing but the best, John Madden. He's a good friend, and we'll continue to have him on the show. Good luck working with the Neanderthal-looking Al Michaels.
It'll be fun. Put Pat on the sidelines of Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football is now going to stay.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
So is it going to be Al, John, and Dennis?
Dennis is a maybe at this point.
You know, you put Al, John, and Dennis together, you have an absolute juggernaut, and I hope they don't know. It's going to, you know, what's it going to be?
There's a thought that it may be the four of them.
No.
It may be.
There's room in the booth.
It may be three. It may be
Bouts, Madden, and Michaels.
Yeah, or
no,
if they're smart, it would be Dennis Miller, John Madden, and Al Michaels. It'll probably be my thought, but keep in mind, I'm the guy who said Fox would never let Madden go. It'll probably be Al Michaels and John Madden.
just together.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's just my gut feeling, but yeah. then again...
That would work. You know what? That would work, too. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Then again, I was wrong. I never thought that Madden would leave Monday Night Football. I also thought that Al Goldstein was innocent, and... Al Goldstein, Mike, found guilty today.
I think there is no justice in America. It is
Damn
obvious
it.
To me.
Al Goldstein guilty.
Damn it!
Of harassing his personal assistant. And even the testimony of Grandpa Al Lewis
was
from the Munsters.
Not enough to save the man. Didn't help him.
Did not sway him over.
Did you hear Goldstein's reaction to his guilty verdict?
Was it something like what Rob is saying?
Damn no. Quoting Goldstein, another Jew bites the dust.
Oh.
That was his reaction. Well, so he's a little bitter, making it a Jewish thing.
That was also Rob's reaction.
Yes.
I said, God damn it!
Rob is very upset about Al Goldstein. Of course he is.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Damn it!
Hi.
Hi, guys. What's going on, bud?
Oh, Tom. Tom, I can take you at the end of the show.
Hey,
I can take you in the middle of the show. I can't take you as the first caller on the show.
Don, while we have Tom on, since we're not going to talk to him now, may I take this opportunity in the show to issue an apology to a courier that came to the building. I made a bit of a scene here. I don't know if it got back to you. I made quite the scene. It was really down in the basement, but there was quite a scene at the radio station, and it was kind of my fault yesterday.
Does it involve Tom, or can I hang up?
No, you can hang up. Go ahead. Bye, Tom. I was out in the lobby yesterday.
Well, I know that I heard you on the telephone.
Yes.
That you were expecting some kind of legal documents
yes.
to be brought via courier yesterday.
You know, and those documents perhaps a little sensitive for me. And you know, I mean, not really looking forward to the whole thing. But the explicit instructions that I gave to the law office was to get those there by 3 o'clock. Because you know I'm often want to... split out of this building rather rapidly.
Yeah, like at 9 or 8. Or yesterday, I think we were until like 5:03.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to grab the stuff, and I was gonna run out there. And as I'm walking down the hallway, Colette grabs me and said, the courier called, said he'll be there at 3:15. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hem and I haw and sit down in the lobby and proceed to meet every member of the WJFK sales staff, because it was not 3:15, it was not 3:25, it was 3:30 when they finally got here. And what I dealt with was, what you doing? What are you doing here? What you waiting for? And I would say, courier. And then some of them would be more curious than that. Courier? What are you waiting for? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. And so as the...
They couldn't noodle it through? Did they listen to the show at all?
But I will tell you that, you know, for me at that particular time of day, as I know you will agree, minutes seem like hours.
Minutes matter to Mike as the...
At that time of day, you're not going to get any time of the day when seconds matter to me than from the time this show is over... until I get into my car.
No, I would disagree.
Also, okay.
The seconds it takes you at the last moment to arrive at the station.
Oh. Yeah, and, you know, a more work-oriented person would probably consider those more important seconds. I don't count that one time I was late, so I think technically I've never officially been completely late for the show. So those minutes are important, but they're not as important as they are at the end.
When arriving is not as important as leaving.
Things to do, important things to
You've got
to
a
do.
Life to live.
Yesterday, the task, one would think, was not earth-shatteringly important. I was going to buy running shoes.
So what did you do to the courier when he arrived?
When, I looked at 3:15, and at that point I called the office where the documents were to originate, and the individual who was going to originate them was not at her desk. Shocker. So there was nobody, and I was sitting there. It was 3:20, and I was, to say the very least, I was sitting in the lobby seething. I was that angry that because of the instructions given, I even covered. I said, listen, if you can't get them there by 3 o'clock today, you know, do it tomorrow. But they've got to be there by 3 o'clock.
And you certainly don't want those documents laying around while you're not here. Where prying eyes and prying fingers open everything.
No, you don't want that to happen. And I have, I think, done a reasonable job of holding my emotions in check during this entire process.
Yes.
It's sad. It causes distress.
We salute you, Mike. We applaud you.
Occasionally, the steam has to be released. And Colette was on the phone with the courier, apparently. I didn't know this because I was... And she says, right in here, as she was communicating to him that I guess the WJFK sign in large letters on the door did not register with this individual, that we were in here and he was wandering in a circle around the lobby. So when he came in and I saw that the document was the one that I wanted,
yeah.
I took the document from him, and I believe that I said... He was very concerned that I was the recipient. Are you so-and-so? Are you so-and-so? And I said,
well,
yes, I am.
Well, you can say your name, Mike O'Mara.
I don't, but I think, yeah, Mike O'Mara. See, I'm still upset, of course. Are you Mike O'Mara? Yes, I am. Are you Mike O'Mara? Yes, I said, and I took them out, and as I walked out the door, I said, I've been waiting an effing half an hour. And I went downstairs and I got into my car. Now, one would think, I was a little frustrated. Not a big deal, okay? And I didn't think it was a big deal. I went downstairs, got into my car, and my truck, and as I'm turning the ignition, the courier came out of the doorway, turned to me in front of my car, put his arms up in the air, and mockingly went, "What am I going to do?" And that's when it began to really develop.
Did you run him over? Or what'd you do?
Didn't run him over, but I believe
give him a lump tap.
At that point, I started to pull out, and he was, sort of strutting towards his car with a lot of attitude. And I believe I said, I don't need attitude on top of this. And he pulled around and he said, wait a minute, stop. And then he said, stop! And that's when I started to get, a little, a combination of getting a little weirded out and getting pissed at the same time.
Yeah.
And so the second time he went, stop! I went, F you!
Oh my.
And he shouted at the top of his lungs, A-ho!
Wow.
A-ho! And it was at that moment that you have to make a decision. Do you keep... Because he was a man who was rather small in stature, and if I had chosen to really...
Squash him like a bug.
But I don't think I'm someone who probably needs any more legal difficulties at this time.
No, you don't.
And not that I have legal difficulties, it's just you're in the system when something like this happens. And here's the deal. I didn't stop, I kept going, but I heard one extra one as I pulled out on the main drag, heading up to the mainer drag.
Another a-hole!
A-hole!
So this is a courier now who's...
A courier who resented the fact that I was upset that he was a half an hour late.
Right.
Now, one would say, well, it originated at the office. Well, no, it didn't, because that's why I got the call that he was going to be there at 3:15.
You poor conflicted man. God damn.
Yeah, so anyway, but, I there's one thing I didn't do, and I think I might have even lied to Colette today in the office, because, he was very upset. I didn't really call the law office and make sure it wasn't their fault that it got away late. So, but I don't think it would have been the office's fault.
No.
If I'd gotten a call that said he's running late, he's going to be there at 3:15.
Right.
That's the courier's fault, correct? I mean, that's the way I look.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need the explosion.
My heart rate is elevated.
You don't need this. Listen, I just want everyone out there to know, everybody listening to this show.
I am doing the very best I can.
I want to tell you something.
But Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where
that
he likes
is a name
it.
That listen, I just don't. That listen, does not apply to listen, me anymore.
No. 30 minutes to the Golden Boy under pressure. GBUP.
That is an eternity.
Yeah, you've been
to a mortal man.
That's right. You know how I feel about waiting, about being late.
Can the Golden Boy shine again?
I think we are both individuals who do not like to be late. You and I arrive early at venues where we are supposed to be. That's the way it works. I don't like being late, and I don't like people who are late.
Golden Boy.
And I was so mad. I was so very mad. Right, well, and then I was done with it, though. I just give it,
let it go, Tiger.
I've been waiting an effing half hour. Went down to my car, and the look he gave me was one of these, like, you can't communicate it on radio, because the eyebrows went up, and he's like, so what?
Golden Boy.
And then it was when the second time he said stop, when he really yelled, and he went, stop! And I'm like, F you. And then I got the, a-ho!
That's nice. I like the way you do this.
But all of this is...
What?
No, you know what? No, it's not. I was doing all this under the guise of, I'd like to apologize.
You don't want
to
do that.
F him.
Okay.
Now that I think of it.
Where's that Paxil?
F him.
I realize that you couldn't complete, but the mic was under Paxil. sure wasn't so Private Pile-ish. And now as you sit there and you look at your highly caffeinated bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red, and you get that look in your eyes like, Joker.
Hi, Joker.
I just want everybody to know, please, listen.
Can the Golden Boy shine again?
Kid Gloves.
That's the one. Yeah. Now, that's the tape that applies.
Kid Gloves. On Golden Boy, please.
Yeah, come
on. Don't make him wait a half an hour. Don't make him wait. He'll go nuts on you.
It's always been the thing that makes me absolutely insane.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm glad you got that out of
your system. Very, very helpful for me.
So glad you'll be happy today now. Now you got that out of the way, you'll be happy today on the show.
Yeah, I felt I had to.
Today's show, incidentally, I'm going to have to say this only a gazillion times because they're sponsoring and they're paying for all of the technical stuff. Today's show, when we go out to the RV, which will be momentarily, sponsored by Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway has been a sponsor of this show for many, many years, and we are eternally grateful that they're making this happen.
Now, you should know that the money that we're giving away, first off, we talked about this, the fact that we are going to get in an RV. We're going to do it right here in just a few moments on the air. We're going to do the show. We're going to drive around the Washington Beltway. We're going to stop at various exits. We're going to broadcast live using satellite technology as we drive live around the Beltway. We're going to stop and give away money.
Right.
And we're going to stop and give away money as a way to say to you, the Don and Mike listener here in D.C., you supported us for 16 years. You supported us. You gave us number one ratings when we were the morning show.
Yes.
Number one ratings when we were in the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've given us number one ratings now that we're in the midday show.
We want to say thank you for that.
And who doesn't like a buck or two or five just to say thanks for listening? So we're going to be giving away money. Now,
it'll be money.
We've mentioned that Infinity Broadcasting is cheap. They don't pay for the rating service anymore. They don't pay for a lot of stuff anymore. One of the things that I found out a couple of days ago was that nobody had bothered to put in a purchase order for the money that we're going to be giving away today on the show.
Right.
So you should know that the money that we're giving away today is money from my personal account and from Mike's personal account.
Yes.
We truly are
happy to do it.
We truly are giving away our own money.
Happy to do it.
As a way of saying thank you. Now, why they just couldn't bleed Subway for another couple $1,000?
I don't know. Rob, I really am happy to do it. I mean, no better way to spend Rob shaking his head. Stop it, Rob.
So we're going to be giving away the money. We're going to be going outside. I know I've teased. People are flipping out about this announcement. That we're going to make an announcement at the end of the show today. And it's nothing, Rob. It's nothing. It's not. I may have misspoken.
I don't
know. When I said big or I said major. It's important to us, and we're going to wait until the end of the show to tell you about that. That announcement, incidentally, does not concern the great news that I received today, the fantastic news that tomorrow, when I get back from the little business I have to take care of that will be involved with the news about, we'll give you at the end of the show,
yes.
That tomorrow night I'm going to be drinking a bottle of barium, because guess what? I didn't realize.
You got your colonoscopy coming up?
Saturday, baby.
Oh, enjoy.
Oh, man.
Saturday. Didn't even realize it.
Oh.
Until they, the doctor's office called this morning and said, hey, listen, don't forget. Stop by and pick up your barium. And Friday night, don't have anything to eat like after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And
you know, our little business transaction up in the office right before. Keep the change.
Okay.
Well, you know, that sucks. The week you've had.
Here's all I know. Yeah. Saturday morning.
Thank God.
Every time I think I've got a bad time.
No, listen. You know, they'll give me they'll give me the Matthew Perry stuff, and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
That time of year when we get those things.
Yes,
it is.
All I know is that, you know, it's one of those deals that they
what a life.
They no, I guess the last time I had it done was maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
And at that time, they said that we're going to need to give you another one of these in 2 years. And, you know, hell, 2 years ago, it was just the year 2000.
That's right.
So you say, they say, what date would you like? And I say, well, how about not during a weekday? How about a weekend?
Right.
And they say, well, how about Saturday, March 2nd, 2002.
Now, oh, man.
Now, 2 years ago, I say, I'm golden. I'm there. Make it happen.
Sure.
Make it happen. Well, it's not until today that I get the call.
When will you be, like, back to normal? You'll be by evening, you'll be back to normal?
Saturday night, I believe so.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That'd be fine. So, anyway, that's not the major announcement. That's just something I have to look forward to. Something I have to look forward to. No, that's not the announcement, Rob. That is not it. The Grammys last night.
Boom.
They suck ass. And listen, I'm reading all this stuff that Jon Stewart, who we've had on the show and is truly a funny guy, did a great job. I thought he sucked on ice. That he was not funny.
I didn't watch 1 minute of the Grammy. No.
I didn't think he was funny at all. I'm just trying to get to as much of this as I can before we go out to the truck.
Very good.
Here you go. This is from ESPN.com. John Madden is joining Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
He will team with Al Michaels, and that means that Dan Fouts and Dennis Miller are fired. Wow. So that's the...
You know, that it was either Dennis Miller and the two of them, or... just him with Al Michaels. You know, it's going to work. It's going to be tidy. It's going to be a nice little team.
That's the news. And Robert, the angry mailman, is here. You remember that yesterday, very late in the show...
Robert has terrified me today. He is very scary out in the lobby.
Yesterday, late in the show, he left me a note, a very angry note, saying that I owe him $50, and I do from our bowling match a couple of weeks ago. I had forgotten about it. I pay my debts. But I guess what I said was that he showed up for the Redneck Olympics yesterday.
And his big thing now is wearing that ski cap that covers his face.
And I believe I made the comment, you know, that in some ways he's Dennis Murphy-ish.
Yeah.
That you can't show up at everything. You can't be on the show all the time.
Well, he's here to... He said he's got some things to discuss.
And let's bring him in, wheel him in. I'll pay him his money, and we'll see what he's got to say.
Search his bag.
Mm-hmm. You can look at pictures of the Redneck Olympics.
No, you don't need to search his bag. I trust Robert.
At WNEW.com.
You already searched his bag?
Those pictures, incidentally,
are up. This is what I saw in the lobby. Look, I mean, isn't this frightening?
From yesterday's Redneck Olympics.
Frightening.
The pictures are on WNEW.com. Now, why are you wearing a ski mask?
Because it's cold.
Very, very cold.
Okay. Why are you wearing you're very militant today. You had your Malcolm X hat on. You have your Rasta-colored buttons on the hat. You have your Malcolm X T-shirt. What is that around your neck?
African necklace.
African necklace, very
African
good.
African necklace, you have on your camouflage pants.
God, you've got all your accoutrement on today.
What is the deal, Robert?
I just want to show where I'm coming from.
What do you mean you want to show where you're coming from?
I saw what I saw yesterday. I have to thank Don's and Mike's for opening my eyes yesterday. I appreciate that.
Now we're getting to the crux of the matter.
I owe Don for the rest of my life because I swear I was about to sell my guns.
You were about to sell your guns. Until you saw the rednecks yesterday?
And I'm telling every brother, especially in Virginia, buy guns, buy M.O., lock and load, and keep your guns at the door.
Oh, now I understand what you're... Now, see, we took it as a threatening note, didn't we?
Were you pissed that when I saw you walking in, I don't know if this got back to you, I said, oh, Robert's here again. You got to show up when you're invited.
I told you I was coming Tuesday.
I know you.
Hey, you know what? I just figured out, though. Do you realize that based on what he just said, I believe what he just said is true, and I think we completely misinterpreted the note.
I was pissed at you.
Were you? Okay, I perceived it as like a gun threat towards us.
And you wrote all this stuff about colored and, you know, the darker and what was up with all that stuff?
I was just being funny.
All right.
Don't you get the joke? I said, I won't darken your door.
I have to ask
you.
You
owe me $50. Get it? Ha ha.
This is an important question. So your comment about I'm not gonna sell my guns now was based on seeing all the rednecks.
Exactly.
Not on kill Don and Mike.
No.
Okay. Am I a man of my word? Yes. I forgot I owe you $50. Can you change $100?
No, I ain't got that kind of money. I'll take care of it.
There you go. Next time I see you.
Oh, thank you.
Now,
I'll take care of it.
You owe me 50.
Okay. I owe you $50. Fellas.
Okay, $50.
Okay, I bought you gifts.
What is in your satchel?
All right, what did you bring
the first thing out of Mike's mouth, you know, you see a brother with a ski mask and some shades on.
The ski mask.
You got
inside.
A man with a rebel truck. I have a dream with the Capitol with a Confederate flag on it.
Right.
And that's cool. You didn't say nothing about that.
No, I believe.
John did, but you didn't.
I believe.
What do you mean I didn't say
anything?
I believe
I mocked his shirt yesterday.
Yeah,
Robert.
You mocked it. Yeah.
Well, you know, what do you think? I condone that?
I don't know what you condone. I'm not saying you like that. I'm just saying the first thing you out your mouth this morning was, you scare me. Not good morning. You scare me.
You did scare me. You had the ski mask
face. I had the same thing on yesterday.
No,
with a suit on.
You scared me yesterday.
What's the difference?
You always scare me.
Oh, see? There you go.
You do.
Now the truth is coming out.
I don't think
what's in the bag? You can't bring guns into the studio.
And what did I do after I said you scared me?
You laughed a little bit.
And what did I do after that?
I don't know.
I came over and shook your hand.
Yeah, you're scared. You're still scared. But what's more scary to the white man than a black man with a gun?
But you said that. I
a black
you.
Man with books.
With books.
And that's
a
what I bought.
A black man with books.
This is for Rob Bay. Scourge of the swastika.
A short history of Nazi war crimes.
Hitler's U-Boat War. That's a great book.
This is for Rob as well. Hitler's U-Boat
War. The Luftwaffe. We know you love that book.
Robert actually went to a bookstore.
No, I own these books. So
you
I
own
have
these
bookcases. I study history.
You don't know.
It has been my personal,
wrapped in plastic.
My personal saga to find out when white people start thinking they were better than everybody. And this is the final solution, so to say. The white man saying, I'm going to take over the world. We have Himmler's Black Order about the SS.
Now, Rob, you have all these books already, don't you? You have them on tape, don't you?
Oh my God. It's always nice to have the hard copy.
And this is the best one of all since Rob A. bought Don some Coon salt shaker. The Art of Black Memorabilia. So,
Robert, I believe you made him. He's giving Rob his favorite book.
Yeah,
right there.
You know, Ancient Mom and stuff like that. So now when you go to your clan meeting, you have to see some coon cookies or Negro porters. You want to pass them by because they are valuable.
Let me just say that this is the final day of Black History Month, and I can think of no
finer way. Robert is stepping up.
Robert, I applaud you. No finer way to celebrate.
And that's what Rob Bay, you know.
Rob all of his Nazi books.
Oh, I have plenty more on that. I do study history.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
I'm not a man of violence, but I will keep my... Don, I owe you. I almost made the biggest mistake of my life. I swear to God, I was going to sell my assault rifle and my Glock 45.
Until you came yesterday and saw the listeners.
I saw Mr. Mike H., and him and his wife and his little clan, and I'm keeping mine.
All right, you're welcome to keep them.
And thank you, I appreciate it. And I will leave now. You know, I've worn out my welcome.
Okay, but keep in mind, you're a guest, and when you are a guest, and you will be welcome back, you will be welcome back with open arms to the show.
I appreciate it. I was mad at first. But it did open my eyes to a lot of things. It's one thing to see him on the Discovery Channel. You know, TLC.
Oh, you mean all the necks?
Well, see, some of those necks were cool. You know, they were just...
You mean like the real deal. The dudes with the Confederate flags and stuff?
Mike H. was the real deal. He's not a redneck.
No, I agree with Robert.
He's
Michael
a white
H.
supremacist.
No, I don't know whether he's a white supremacist.
I have a dream. You see that?
Well, you know, you could make an argument that it's the whole flag thing. As much as I hate that flag, and I do hate that flag, I hate seeing it around, it might be that flag thing. I'm not sure. I don't know how far you got to go with that. You
we'll
know,
put
it's
like this.
Yes.
Let's have a scenario.
Okay.
He has a rebel dream on his tags.
Right. Yes.
I tried to get too black, too proud, and they turned me down.
Right.
You know, too racist, you know.
What did you want to have on your tag?
Too black, too proud.
Too black, too
proud. And they wouldn't let you do that?
No, they took it away from me.
Well,
they said, nah, you offend too many people. I said, oh, really? I'm going to go back and talk to the DMV today.
That's a good point. You're going to bring up his place.
Take your ski mask on.
Go in and join dressed like that when you want to talk to him.
Take your ski mask off. Now on.
Right.
Post office everywhere.
All right, Robert, you're one angry MF-er. Get out of here. And don't forget, you owe me $50 now, okay?
All right, thank you, my friend. There he goes, Robert the Angry Mailman. He came to play.
Jesus Christ.
Every regular game. Boy, Dennis Murphy could lose. You learn a few things from Robert on how to make a presentation.
And for Rob, it's like Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, Robert doesn't know how much joy he brought to Rob with one of those books.
Uh-huh.
Those who do not understand history, Brother Donald, Brother Michael, are doomed to repeat it.
There you go, sir. All right, so that's what I got for you. Let's, we're wasting valuable time. Let's now go live to the RV. Rob, why don't you hold on? Wait till it comes outside. Guys, wheel the RV around to the front of the building. Who are we speaking to here now? Hello, who's in the RV? Can you hear us? Hello, come in.
Perfect.
It's working great.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on.
Another historical broadcast. I hope we can pull this thing off today. Sounds like it's nice and clear, though, even though... Is Joe in the RV? No, Joe's going to be in here running the board. All right, so is anyone in the RV? I think Charles Broyhill's in the RV. Maybe Jason Vesey's in the RV. Is Charles Broyhill going to be with us for the
testing
whole time?
Testing one, testing two.
Yeah.
Hi, testing.
Is that you, Tony?
Jason.
Hello, who's that, Jason?
Jason. Ah, it is I, the G-Man.
Yes, Jason. Okay. All right. Hi, pull the car around.
We're waiting for you.
Oh, where are you guys at?
We're right outside by Cancer Corner.
All right.
Oh,
okay. All right. We're there.
Rob, you head out there now, and Rob will, we'll wait for Rob to get there.
Very good.
Now, keep in mind, the quality of this is going to be, you know, we're doing our best.
It might surprise you.
So bear with us.
Now, in the event that there is any technical snafu,
we have cell phones.
We have cell phones, sorry.
And I've been told that even while we are in the RV, we will be able to take telephone calls.
Cool.
We'll be able to do contests, take telephone calls. You got the cookies there, Lisa? What's all that stuff, Lisa?
Well, I thought we may, you know, want a cookie.
She might be right.
Yeah.
Boxes, Mike, it's a typical road trip. We have cigars, we have liquor,
good.
And we have Girl Scout cookies.
Very, very good.
We're set. Did you guys get the cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
Will you make a little cocktail for yourself?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was worried.
I know you were worried.
I heard cranberry juice. Again, I don't need any mixers, just ice.
Oh, we got your stuff.
Very good.
We got your stuff. And we have a beer for Rob. And okay, and there's the cups are here. We're more concerned with drinking than we are with actually getting the show going.
Sounds very clear out there in the RV.
All right, let's find out. Rob, are you there?
Brother Donald.
Rob, we'll come out right now. We'll see you. We leave the show now in the capable hands of Rob until we join you in the RV.
Go ahead, Rob. Very exciting day on the Don and Mike program as we broadcast live from the Grey Goose, courtesy of Subway. Let me paint a picture, folks. This is a beautiful, state-of-the-art recreational vehicle. Don and Mike, Buzz, myself, the entire crew will be broadcasting live using satellite technology as we drive around the Beltway. For those of you not in the know, the Beltway is a circumference road, about 68 miles in length. It encircles the greater Washington, D.C. area, and we will be making various stops around the Beltway, handing out money. Money! Money in the amount of $1,000. That's right, you will have to listen to the show, find out where Don and Mike will be stopping, and stop by, grab a buck, maybe two, maybe five. You can get yourself some money and be all set. It is our way of saying thanks to you for being the greatest listeners on earth. Don and Mike have enjoyed great rating success now in the third day part, and it's just a small way to say thank you, because you too are part of something great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Can I help you with that box?
Yes, sure, Rob. Hi.
Hey, well, listen,
how are you?
First thing I want to say is I'm disturbed. We've had our liquor confiscated.
Oh, no. That's not good.
By the Commandant.
That's not a good thing.
However, I have been told once the broadcast is completed, this indeed will be a party van, and we will be
rocking. No need for anyone to get the door.
Now, also, you should know I will be smoking in this van. No one will stop me from smoking in this van.
Oh, no.
Oh, eat my ass. Okay?
You know.
Eat my ass.
This whole thing is just going to smell like cigar.
Open a window, Mike.
I'm going to sit back over here. You can hear me okay, right?
This baby has windows that open up. Let's pull up the shades on this.
Hi, Mike Friedman, our engineer. How's everything sound, buddy?
We got an open window. Mike, look at this. I got a window that's open.
This is good.
Hey, Robbie, you got my bullhorn?
I do.
And we are inside an RV right now.
Turn it on up top.
Turn it on up top. Let me see. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hello. Hello. Hey, do we have a sign on our RV?
No, we are going incognito.
Oh, he just grabbed himself. Hey. We have conflict right off the bat.
Just some guy walking by the station.
There he is. Grinning the whole time.
All right, here you go. Why are you
flipping
me off?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems appropriate.
Why does it seem appropriate?
Because you got a bullhorn.
Yes, I have a bullhorn.
Want to
come in our RV?
You want to come in our RV?
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
A couple years ago.
All right, that's good. That's good enough. Come on.
Don't let him in.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't listen currently, so goodbye. Toodaloo, ass.
Nice hat.
Why don't you give me some of those drugs you got in there with?
Hey, knock it off, pal.
Come on, man. I see it right there.
There you go.
You see what?
Oh, I see you putting it away now. Putting it away in the cabinet. Oh, yeah.
Putting away what?
Why don't you pull that ski cap up so we can see the L tattooed on your forehead for loser?
What did he say, drugs?
Yes.
Most of you brought your drugs on this trip.
I'm clean and sober.
All right, well, listen, we're in the RV, and I think the first thing we should do is...
should we meet the driver?
Let's get moving.
Want me to say hi to the driver? We're going to meet our driver right now. Hi, sir. How are you? What's your name, sir?
Bill Benton.
Bill, and how long have you been driving?
About 2 hours.
About 2 hours. Very good. Bill, may I ask, I see that you look like you have some experience. How young are you, sir?
I'm 68, going on 27.
68 years old. I think that's fantastic. We're going to have a good time. Are you looking forward to a great afternoon?
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Bill.
Wonderful, Bill.
It's Bill Don here.
Yeah, Don.
Are these your drugs back here?
I didn't think anybody would find them.
All right. We got a hip 68-year-old here. All right. Well, Bill, the deal's going to be we're going to want to drive around the Beltway. So let's get out to the Beltway. Let's make our way. The RV is now we are making a right-hand turn here, Big Bill. In the Grey Goose. You know, Mike, this RV is not as bad as I painted it out to be, is it?
I like it. It's more spacious. Outside of Charlie Broyhill being on board, I think it's going to be a wonderful afternoon.
We have a couch. We have a refrigerator unit in here. We have a commode. I know that you had a concern before we left the station.
About a bed.
If, in fact, you were going to be able to take a nice BM.
I am very comfortable right here. I think this is a delightful way to do a program. We are doing a show.
From an RV.
From an RV.
Now, is there a third microphone? Who has the third microphone? Is there a third or are there only two?
There are two microphones.
Well, there are two more. Give one to Buzz, and I guess Rob A. should have one microphone.
Very good.
And Bill, for God's sakes, what's slowing you down on making the right-hand
turn?
That would
be traffic on Main Street, Don.
Check one.
Yeah, we can turn on red in the state. You can make a right-hand turn on red.
Having a wonderful time, waving at the inside. Hi.
Hi there, everybody.
Saying goodbye to our home base, WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia.
We're about to make a right-hand turn onto Main Street.
Cinderella boy.
Now, I don't know if we're going to be starting a convoy. Charles, did you get the money?
Yes.
Whoops. All right. And we have increments of ones, fives, and tens. Hold on. Look at that bag of money, Mike.
Oh, my God. Where's our armed guard?
He's in the back.
Hi. Oh, there he is. Hey, man.
Look at that wad of cash we have.
Here we go. And, hey, I noticed that we've got the WJFK promotional vehicle with the absolutely vivacious Tammy Sachs driving directly in back of us.
Look at the money Broyhill's got. It looks like he just robbed a bank. Look, he's got a plastic bag. look at all the rolls of money that we got. Don't even think
cool.
That you're going to throw those out the window.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't even kid about that.
It looks like Charlie's doing Sabalak's payday.
Look at all my money. Look at all my money.
So we've got tons of cash. Broyhill's going to store the cash. We're going to make our way out to the Beltway. Now, I think we should let everybody know that we are in a nondescript gray RV. Mike, I see that.
What?
I see the fact that you have a stack. Don't fight with Broyhill, but don't steal the money. Mike and Broyhill are actually getting in a fight about the money.
Man, my heart rate.
Okay, so we are making our way where?
Now we are heading down. We are heading west on Main Street in beautiful Fairfax, heading out to, I believe, Route 29, and we will take a right on Route 29, which will take us down to Route 123. We will head down Route 23, intersect with Route 66 East, heading towards Washington, D.C., which will take us to Route 495, which is the Beltway,
okay,
where we will make a choice to go either north or south.
I think that we should probably... Very nicely done.
Thank you.
I think we should probably go the direction of the Wilson Bridge.
That means that we will go south on 495, heading towards 95 south, past 95 south, head over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, of course, into the great state of Maryland.
Okay, all right, okay.
Well, I'm just trying to enlighten people as to what our path will be.
Buzz, is your microphone on?
I think so. Is it?
There's Buzz. Hi, Buzz, and let's say hi to Rob A. Also, hi, Rob.
Hello, friends from the front of the RV.
And there's Lisa sitting, just sitting.
Hey, dude.
Mike and I are at the little breakfast nook area of the RV.
Perfect. Not comfortable.
What do you mean it's not comfortable?
Well, it might have been
It might have been comfortable for me when I was 20.
What do you mean? What's the problem?
It means I'm fat.
Well, I'm fat too, but I'm fine.
You're not as fat as I am. Are you happy to hear that?
No. That's not where you're going. You want to switch sides?
There you go.
There's some cookies for you.
Ah, tagalongs. Tagalongs. That's the peanut butter patties.
We're going past Burger King right now. We're going past the Little Panda restaurant. We're going past the United Bank. We're going past the place that used to be known as Trade Diarrhea, the Mexican restaurant.
Can I switch seats with Buzz?
Sure.
He looks more comfortable.
Very comfortable. Well, Mike, your comfort is most important to me.
I want to get settled down.
Okay, watch out. Mike, you can't be doing that while we're moving.
Jesus. Roy Hill was a save.
There now, Charles Broyhill just saved your life.
I've pulled a muscle.
I believe that Charles Broyhill just saved your life.
And meanwhile, I'm very, very intimate with Buzz for a moment.
Our driver stopped at a red light. Of course, he's going to obey all local safety laws.
Is it Jim?
Bill.
Bill, you might want to go through the floorboards every time you hit that brake, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
All right, don't worry about it.
When Bill slammed the brakes on, Mike was trying to change spots with Buzz, and Mike took a tumble.
Is it warm in here?
It is.
Well, open a window, then.
Warmer there.
Hi there. We're being spotted now, and Mike is now on the couch area. Mike, do you feel more comfortable on the couch?
I gotta go to the couch.
And Buzz, are you mighty comfortable in the
be more comfortable
in the breakfast nook? Rob's up in the captain's chair.
Ahoy!
And you know what I think?
Wonderful.
Perhaps should we stop before we get to the Beltway to give away some money?
Well, we're just going by Paul the Sixth High School. Walk into a classroom and hand out dollars to all the kids.
Or we could just give a dollar to each woman that Charlie Broyhill's dating.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to go down to the middle school for that.
Why don't we make our first stop?
Yes.
Right. How about we go to Denny's?
Want to go to?
You know the Denny's right past the light?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You know it'd be easier. The Fuddruckers would be a right.
Yeah, Fuddruckers would be easier.
All right, then we'll stop at Fuddruckers. So turn left at the next
one. What he's going to have to do is take a left on 123, take a quick ride into the Fuddruckers parking lot, right on the other side of Bank of America and the gas station. That's where you'll find us.
Yeah, Rob?
I'm just waving to Jason Veazey.
Oh, in the back. Hi.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, buddy. Now, listen, I want to tell you something. We got a bet in this thing, and I just want to say something that... We're up for manual,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. During the broadcast today.
During any of our stops, if anybody wants to stop and give us a hand.
Wow.
Sure.
That would be almost good for a $5 bill.
Yeah, well, we'd be able to stick five of those ones together.
That's going to be known. That's going to be known as the sex room, I believe.
Yeah.
Sex room.
We have a sex room on this RV.
Sex room. Well, here we go. Heading on Route 29 past Warwick Avenue in beautiful Fairfax, Virginia. Past the Fairfax Super Auto Center.
It's actually pretty wacky to think that we're doing the show while we're driving in this not-so-crummy RV.
Little wave to the Golden Lion Chinese restaurant. The Golden Ryan and by the Jiffy Lab.
If this goes well, we're going to just keep driving to California.
Could be. You know, I'd be very comfortable to live in this vehicle.
Yeah, it's nice.
The thought. You may be. based on those documents you were talking
about. Absolutely.
There you go.
Galactic Book Fair
is checking in with us.
Checking in.
You know, this light is a bitch.
Why? This is the worst light in Fairfax.
This light is a bitch to make it. You know what? This is a great light. It's too bad that we have a mission today. Otherwise, we play honk for cash right now.
I was at this light the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and the light is so long, and then when it finally turned green, an ambulance came through the intersection and was almost hit by a retarded woman.
Wow. How do you know it was a retarded woman?
Well, it's just a retarded move on her part as she jammed on her brakes. Seriously, almost went into the side of the ambulance.
I know the move I always make is just to go straight down the road and make a left-hand turn, make the U-turn down there by the OK used car sign.
Right.
Hey, you got that thing working, that blowhorn? Because I can yell at people while we're at stoplights and junk like that. What, are they taping it together right now?
Yeah, it's a fine piece of equipment from the Infinity Broadcasting.
Actually, no, that came from my home.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah. That's Rob's personal bullhorn.
That's what he uses to talk to his wife.
I encourage her to do better with that bullhorn. You better make dinner now.
God damn, this is a long light.
It is.
Ridiculous.
How are we going to give away thousands of dollars if we can't get farther than 2 miles away? Ah, great. Thanks very much, Charlie. Thank you. Here you go. That will have some fun.
Fresh batteries.
Hey, hey. You there in the white pickup truck. Hey, I'm talking to you. How you doing? Say something. Hello?
Hey, how you doing in there?
Toodaloo ass.
Hey, don't touch yourself. I see you. I see what you're doing. Hey, you're touching yourself. You and the prowler.
All right, we're making the turn now.
We're making the turn. We're almost at the Fuddruckers. Looks like a lot of cars are pulling in, Don.
Do you think they're Fuddrucker customers?
No, I do not.
People who have followed us.
Look at the people waving.
All right, well, let's make the first stop.
This is the Grey Goose, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's make the first stop. I have the money.
Like
you no money?
How much are we going to give away at each stop?
Well, we have a lot of cash, Mike. We just have one of these big bankrolls.
All right, give me some to hand out to.
And we're just going to give away money. Here, I'll split it with you.
Very good.
There's half for you.
Thank you.
Half for me.
Very exciting.
Let's go outside and just give away some money. Say thanks for the ratings.
Here we go.
As we step out of the RV, and let's see now.
Hold on. Oops.
That's your headphones.
Take that out of your phone.
I'm not going to wear headphones. I'm fine. Here you go. Here's some people.
All right, here come some people.
You listen to our show?
All the time.
Promise?
Yes.
There's $2. Hello, Sturdy. Do you listen to the show?
Listen to it now.
There's $1. All right, very good. What's your name there?
Hello, Whitmer.
Where were you yesterday for the Redneck Show?
I had to work.
Here's one. There's $2 for you. What's your name, honey?
Amy.
Amy, where are you from?
Manassas.
Here. Take $2.
Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, what's your dog's name?
This is Secret.
Here's $1 for you and your dog. $2 for you. Very good.
Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
Where are you from, Steve?
Manassas.
Steve, you listen to the show?
Every day.
God bless you. Here's $2.
Thank you.
I know it's not a lot, but it's our own money we're giving away.
Hello, pal. What's your name?
John.
John, here's $2 for you, John. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's your name?
Pierre,
do you listen to the show?
Every day.
What's the show?
Don and Mike.
It's $2. Thank you.
All right, what's your name, my three-day growth of beard friend?
I'm Rob, and I'm part of the Proud 4%.
The Proud 4% employee, give him three. Give him $3.
First,
too. Oh, very good. Fantastic.
What's your name, honey?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you from?
Seattle.
Here's a couple of bucks. And you know what? I'll give any girls that show us their tees, I'll give them $10.
$10. And how about this guy right here if he shows us his tees?
Me? Yeah. No, I'm not giving
it 50 cents.
I'm not giving him $10 for that.
I'll give you $5 for that. All right, there you go.
All right. You give the guy $5 just for showing you some big man tees?
They were beautiful.
Yeah, hey, what's
how you doing, Don?
Chris,
where are you from?
Fairfax.
Here you go. Here's $2.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
For listening.
Brian, $2 for listening.
Thank you very much.
You, $2 for listening.
Thing. Or I'm wearing shorts when it's 20 degrees out.
Personal trainer?
Personal trainer, Mike.
The new one, Mike.
Hey, all right, fantastic. There's $3 for the personal trainer.
$3 for the personal trainer. What's your name, sir?
I'm John.
Too good looking, too well dressed. $1 for you.
What's your name?
Bat.
We're from Bat.
Winchester.
Listen to the show a lot?
Absolutely.
Great. Here you go. $3.
$3.
Thank you,
what's your name, sir?
Jason with Tech 24.
Where are you from, Jason?
Alexandria, sir.
There's $2 for you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah,
you know what? It doesn't matter what the increments are. People love getting money.
Hey, listen, there's no better way to say thank you for listening than to give people money. What's your name?
Danielle,
where are you from?
Fairfax.
As this your youngster?
Matthew and Daniel and Jason are in the car.
Oh, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
Well, you're a mom. Okay, let me give you one, two. There you go. $3.
We got a cell phone. Answer your cell phone. Go ahead.
Put it towards a good education.
You guys got a cell phone. Let me answer it for you.
Get a good.
All right, Mike's gonna answer the cell phone.
All right. Hello. No, this is Mike. Your name is John, sir?
I guess so.
Hi, John. John can't come to the phone right now because he's been taken to jail. He'll try to call you at his earliest convenience, okay?
He rapes me! He rapes me! I'm a man and he rapes me!
Goodbye.
That went well.
There we go.
There you go. Here's $2 for you. Thanks for listening.
Answer this one, please.
Answer this one? Okay. What'd you do?
Lost the call.
You lose it?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice right, job.
Did we give you your money yet?
Yeah, no. Here's $2 for you.
Right, $2.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
People are trying to get through, so we have to come over here.
Hey, hi guys, what's your name?
Dennis,
do you really listen to the show or you just want money?
I saw a few people over here and just thought you were giving out 20s.
No, no, F you.
Goodbye.
F you.
I really listen.
You do what you need.
Lunch, John Hunt. I know my boss is listening at work. I'm coming right back.
All right, here you go. There's $3. Don, a very exciting moment on the show right now. Don Imus' son is here. We have Don Imus' son right here. Ron Imus is here. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ron. How you doing, man?
I'm incognito.
All right, incognito. We're going to give you $2 since I bought
this. Need a money.
Well, there you go. The guy on the cell phone says the call's for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Hello? Yeah, hi, this is Don. Who's this? This is Largest? Well, what can I do for you, sir? I'm on some guy's cell phone. What can I do for you? Hello? Well, your friend is a dumbass. He didn't say anything.
All right, who hasn't gotten money yet?
Hi, what's your name?
Claire.
Claire, where are you from?
Great Falls, Virginia.
Claire, do you listen every day?
Yes, for about 10 years.
10 years? Here's $3.
Thank you.
You show us your boobs?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Got another fan of the show. What's your name, sir?
Ben,
where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
That was a tough question, wasn't it, Ben? It's a lot of pressure on live radio, isn't it?
That it is. Here's $2 for you. Thanks.
All right, hold on. And Mike, we got one more, and then we're going to split it. What's your name?
My name's Mike Fontaine, CapitalRoofing.com.
All right, you got a plug. He doesn't get any money.
No money. No money.
No money.
No money.
No
you got a plug. No money.
No money for a plug.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Toodaloo, ass.
Hey, delete that out. We don't need that profanity. Delete that out.
Don, I have a phone call.
Mike has a phone call.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Buzz. How are you doing, buddy?
Hi, Amber. How are you?
Oh.
What's your last name, Amber? I won't say it on the radio, but what is it?
Q. The Amber Q.
Really? Amber, what can I do for you? Would you like to... Oh, your boyfriend, you have no idea. Would you like to come over and see the Grey Goose RV and come in the back?
What's your name, my friend?
Omar.
Mike, you said you want her to come in the back.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, she
yes, yeah, your boyfriend is just giving you permission. Is she a hottie?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
She's better looking than you are, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just
Omar,
checking.
Here you go. Here's $2.
All right, we'll see your boyfriend $2.
Thank you for listening to the show.
And, Amber, you're invited to join us in the back of the RV.
Yes, all right, and...
all right, here's your boyfriend.
Let's talk to one more person. Hi, what's your name?
Erica.
Erica, where are you from?
Clifton.
You listen?
Yes.
You promise?
Sure.
What's the dial position?
106.7.
All right, there she pulled it out.
There's $2.
Thank you.
Now, the way we're going to do this
you
is...
Show us your boobs. We need to be closer to the RV.
All right, closer to the RV. Now, Don, are we going to do this like we did the last time around, that when we get done and we decide we're done, we just run?
Yes.
All right, go.
That's it for the stop. That's it. Get back in the car and go. Okay.
That's the way... The last time we did this, I swear to God, we would get so proud at each location, we wouldn't know how to break it off.
Now,
so finally, it was determined that we would simply run.
Go! Hit the ground running! We got a break. Hit the touchstones.
Read the card.
This is, of course, brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-365-3630 or 877-692-1026. You know the numbers.
411.
Yeah. Call now. Call 100. We're going to make our way to the Beltway. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. There is only one movie hitting theaters this weekend with nudity. It's Josh Hartnett's 40 Days and 40 Nights, and it's definitely a candidate for a Mr. Skin Anatomy Award. 40 Days is chock full of naked babage. The standout is Michelle Harrison, who makes her new debut in a great topless sex scene about 11 minutes in when Josh gives her the old hi Hartnett. Also, super hottie Shannon Sossaman, who you may remember as the princess in A Knight's Tale, shows some nice nipplets through the creative use of a flower. And as a special bonus, you get to see Monet Mazur make a Xerox copy of her buns. Finally coming out on DVD this week is the 1983 Tom Cruise football movie, All the Right Moves. The movie's okay, but exactly 1 hour in, the nudity goes 4 stars. Not only do you get to see Leah Thompson from Back to the Future and Caroline in the City go full frontal, but she looks great because it's before she got all Calista Flockhart on us. Even the appearance of Tom Cruise's missile can't ruin this scene. Last, but definitely not least, you Heather Graham fans, be on the lookout this spring for a movie called Killing Me Softly.
Heather is supposed to have a ton of nude sex scenes, and there are even rumors we'll see her George W. Bush. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody, that the Mr. Skin Minute, that is a Don and Mike first that you hear on our show first every Thursday. You hear it on the other shows on Friday. I know that you didn't have the headphones on, Mike.
Gotta love that Mr. Skin, though, Don.
But he had a great update.
Was it good?
Great update this week about Leah Thompson from Carolina the City, naked in that Tom Cruise high school football movie.
I wish I wasn't so darn worried about my hair.
even the fact that you can see Tom Cruise's missile doesn't take away from the fact that she is full frontal.
Is there a movie where you do see Tom Cruise's missile?
I got the feeling, Rob, didn't you get the feeling from listening to that he was saying that you see Tom Cruise's wet thing?
Yeah, I guess that's All the Right Moves, the old football movie.
We are on the Beltway now. The Don and Mike RV Free Money Show brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Joe, fire up those touch tones and let's take a call 100. The wackiest thing of all, that we're driving in a freaking RV and we're going to take a phone call while we broadcast.
Beats the van.
Amazing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
By the river. I am caller 100 in the RV called Grey Goose.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
It's Glenn the Janitor. How many times likely is that possible in life?
Man.
How can this be?
I was concerned about Phil being...
Mike, put the headphones on. It's Glenn the Janitor is caller 100.
You know what's amazing?
Oh, my God. I am the luckiest guy in the world, man.
With all this technological stuff going on, calls sometimes get dropped.
Hey, I'm worried.
That's amazing that we are on the road and Glenn gets through.
That would be a shame if somehow the satellite dropped out and we had to take another caller, Joe.
Rich.
Oh. Yes, hi, who's this?
This is Rich Buster.
Hey, look, it just happened. Hi. I get it, Dick Buster. Where are you from, Dick?
Hey.
Where are you from?
I'm from Falls Church.
My friend, you're caller 100. You won the American Prize, American Pie 2 prize pack.
Mm.
The unrated version of American Pie 2 premieres on pay-per-view March 1st. You enjoy it.
Okay.
Available on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was going to volunteer and get you some liquor since it was confiscated.
We've got the liquor.
Okay.
We'll work around it. Thank you,
we've got
friend.
The liquor. It's just not opened, and unfortunately, we're going to have to hit Charles Broyhill over the head at some point, knocking him unconscious in order for us to enjoy a toddy.
However, just let me say that if you do happen to meet up with us at one of the spots and you've got some of them little airline bottles,
we'll take them.
That would be okay with me as well. I'm also going to have to ask everybody, I've been asked to ask everybody when you show up in unison, please don't say holy S or drop the F-bomb, which happened a bunch of times during the last break.
Yeah, we don't want to spend the day saying dump it. We really don't.
And I guess that I don't know if some of them got through or not.
Right.
But please, when you come out and you join us, remember, we're happy you're with us, but we're still doing a radio show.
We are now on the Beltway. We are heading towards Tyson's Corner.
All right, and we're going to get up to speed here in just a moment. I wonder if this is going to be like that movie Speed, where if we go over a certain rate, the RV explodes.
Well, if it does, it would make for an incredible publicity stunt.
Here we go, making our way. Are we on? Are we? Yes!
We're on the Beltway.
We're on the Beltway, and Mike, I believe...
You said bomb on an RV.
I believe that we are going towards River Road. We are heading towards Maryland. We are not taking the route that we had originally announced.
We hung a U-turn a while back. We were heading towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We turned around, heading back towards Tyson's Corner. But, Don, I would point out to you that on this piece of road, both directions are taking us towards Maryland.
But isn't this a planned change to throw off the listener?
I'm not sure, Don. Maybe you could enlighten us. Why did we hang the U-ey?
We hung the U-ey because we're going to get better reception going this way.
That's it.
And again, all the satellite stuff, we can't tell you exactly what's going on, but there's tons of people involved in this. We are now past one of the first two exits to go on 66 West, if you know. talking about on the Beltway, there are the left-hand turn is for 66 West and the right-hand turn is for 66 East.
Might I say that it is an absolutely glorious day for this broadcast?
Very nice. It's a little chilly.
Yep.
Mike, too bad that you were not able to wear, I forgot, you don't have one of the official Redskins radio jackets to wear that are nice and warm.
Sorry, no, I don't, that. Don. I don't have one. And I see that Charlie Broyo is wearing his, too. And I dropped hints around Thanksgiving. I'm sorry that
only for members of the broadcast.
Program directors couldn't make that poll for me.
Only for members of the broadcast crew. Yeah,
I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Now, let's see, where are we? We're coming up on the Dulles Toll Road now. And just beyond that would be Tyson's Corner. Do we want to stop at Tyson's Corner?
I think what the issue is now, based on the turnout at our last stop, Don, we're going to need to find a parking lot where there's plenty of room because we have quite a caravan in back of us right now.
Then we should probably go like to Tyson's Corner or go to Tyson's too.
I think to Tyson's Corner, maybe up to one of the upper parking levels.
How about Tyson's too?
Tyson's
That's the one my wife goes to that nobody except stuck-up women like my wife goes to.
Yeah, they won't get